Recently, a question came up on the Jabber Web user group mailing list, and I thought I could answer it additionally as an audio boo. And the question was, why should I invest, or is it worth my time investing in JavaFX? So I would take the question back and flip it on its head and ask, what is the business case of your application? What is the end game? What are your aims? Do you want actually better graphics, 2D API, and media support? Then a WIA framework, which Internet Application Framework actually does suit you better. So you could choose JavaFX, you could choose Flex or Silverlight, and then drill down into the capabilities of each idea and platform. For example, if you want to stay on the JVM, Java Virtual Machine platform, then the only choice now is JavaFX. If, on the other hand, you actually want to stick to HTML standards and you actually want an application to be in the browser forever, in particular HTML5, then choose an Ajax framework, Dojo, jQuery, XJS, and the appropriate Java Web Application framework. From there, you can drill down into the technology which best meets and maps against your user story. Now, JavaFX, even at its 1.2 release, probably is a way better way of building applets, because I think it is the future. JavaFX feels kind of like Struts 1.1 at the moment, in my opinion. And it is ahead of the curve if you invest in it right now. JavaFX will get substantially better because the community is writing code, especially components, as well as the Sun effects team. And I think the biggest differences between something like JavaFX and Struts, and touchy feeling wise, are the huge code base in JavaFX in comparison to Struts, and their lofty high goals in JavaFX against something like Struts, and also that the fact that the FX runtime is not open source, not entirely open source. So I could deal with these in sequence. So, Chris Oliver was the original inspiration for JavaFX when he invented the F3 form follows function project in 2006 2007, which was just an interpreter. Now, and if you can look at his blogs and see his original concepts, but right now we have a huge code base. We have the JavaFX runtime, a statically typed language compiler, and a scene graph implementation, and much more. And it is an explosion of a code base in compared to something like Struts. If you're going to produce a new JVM, then it takes a JVM platform extension rather. Then it obviously takes time to envision. So you need to build it and then test it and then build it again and then test it. And so I think every project on the entire planet, such as Google Wave to JavaFX, will suffer from this implementation loop.